Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Friday, which is very exciting.
I got it.
I know. The best part about today is that all day, it never changes, it's Friday. Hooray. Whatever you've got planned, I hope you have an amazing weekend. I know I'm going to have a great weekend. Oh, can't get enough of my little baby sissa. It's good times. This part of the show is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You can follow us on our Facebook page. You'll find all kinds of videos and stories we've reported. In fact, we're about to put a bunch of trailers and stuff up there right now for your viewing enjoyment when you have a couple minutes at work. And it's, you know, Bryn's always working hard on that. You're always so throwing up new stuff. Real time updating.
That's right.
Good. I want to mention that Scott Capurro is playing at EJ Fair in Pittsburgh tomorrow night. So hello, Pittsburgh.
Hello.
Hello, Pittsburgh.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put up that Ben and Jerry's graveyard.
Oh, yeah.
Site,
that's
because
funny.
I think, you know, that's pretty interesting. We're talking about that a bunch, so.
Well, you read some of the descriptions of those Ben and Jerry's flavors, Ben, and you're like, why would they ever get rid of that? That's, I'm
because it's
them.
Froyo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why. That one actually made
that one made
sense.
Total sense, right?
Oh, yeah. Frozen yogurt? Oh, get that out of here.
I know. Well, I saw, you know, I was looking at the main RIP page. I'm like, what? There's no more cookie dough? That seems like their biggest one.
Who's that?
I don't know. Just like some random Ben and Jerry's fan. A couple new movies out this weekend. There's an Idris Elba movie called Beast, and it's a survival thriller. He's a widowed father who takes his two daughters on a trip to South Africa to see the wildlife preserve where he met their mom. You know, she's passed away, and so he's, you know, they're all
going to
be down
there. Well,
I didn't
know that she passed away.
Well, I said his widow. He's a widowed father.
Right.
So he's... They takes the girls and they're all excited to see, you know, just to relive their memories of their mom, you know, how he met her, etc. And then they're stalked by a vicious man-eating lion.
Oh.
So, you know, trouble.
I didn't see that coming.
Trouble's afoot. Now it's a survival thriller. There's also something called Orphan First Kill. So this is in theaters in limited release, but it's also on Paramount Plus. So it's I didn't see the movie Orphan, and I guess this is not to be confused with Orphan Black, which is the Orphan show I know of. But if you did see it, it's the same person who played Esther in the first one, which is called Orphan. This one's called Orphan First Kill. Her name's Isabel Furman. It's a murderous orphan who's actually an adult who impersonates a child. So, I don't know. Oh, look, she's an adult impersonator. Oh, she's creepy looking. Oh, God, this looks great. Yeah, I'll have to watch that. In theaters and on AMC Plus is something called Spin Me Round. It's Alison Brie as an Italian restaurant manager who earns a trip to Italy to take part in a special program and meet the company's owner. But then she realizes something shady's going on. Aubrey Plaza's also in it. Molly Shannon, Fred Armisen. So that sounds like a fun comedy. Spin Me Round, that's called. And that's on AMC Plus and in theaters. You can actually go see that in theaters. The Immaculate Room. Kate Bosworth and Emile Hirsch play a couple who join a social experiment in exchange for $5 million. And to win, They have to last 50 days in some kind of immaculate white room. And as time goes on, the person who's running the experiment puts them through all these tests, like adding a naked woman into the room, played by Ashley Green. So it sounds fun, sounds light. They're just supposed to hang out for 50 days in this room, but then they keep throwing new stuff at them. Also, in theaters in 135 AMC locations starting today, at AMC theaters only, Grease is going to be playing. So in honor of Olivia Newton-John's passing, AMC theaters announced yesterday it's doing Grease in 135 of its theaters this weekend. And it's $5 with $1 of every ticket sold going to AMC's charitable fund. So that goes to... So the proceeds go to AMC Cares, and it's going to breast cancer research. So it's for a good, I would think, actually, I thought of you when I heard this, because this is, I don't know what year this came out, but I think I was like a 10-year-old, an 8-year-old, 10-year-old. Was it like 1975? Or is it later than that, and I'm crazy?
Because. I don't know.
This movie, I think...
1978.
Oh, 78. Oh, okay, so I was 12. So it's a great movie if your daughters have never seen it, or your sons, whatever. It's just fun. So 135 theaters this weekend. Check your local listings. See if you've got it at your house.
It's weird to watch. If you haven't watched old movies lately or gone back and seen a classic, you do... Seeing it 20, 30 years later... You do notice movie making has come a long way since then.
And that is the thing. Some of them do hold up, but not that many.
And there's also, like, I don't know about Grease, and this may not relate to that at all, but there's also a ton of cringy stuff that you go, oh, we would never get away with that today.
Yeah. Go back and watch Porky's and see if that resonates the same way it did.
You don't expect that one to hold, but there's even things in stuff like Grease. Or I'll give you an example. I bet you they're smoking cigarettes in that movie, right?
Yes, they are smoking cigarettes. Well, the bad kids are smoking cigarettes. The good kids are wearing their bobby socks and their poodle skirts.
Even that would be like, oh my God, we don't see that anymore. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's that famous stomp out where she goes, "You better shape up," and she stomps the cigarette, right?
Yeah, because because she's now a bad girl in her leather pants and her big wild hair,
her leather jogging pants,
right? And it's toxic masculinity.
I rewatched.
She's hopelessly devoted. Gross.
The original Star Wars movies, and while they are everything that you'd expect with all the characters, and you can't believe how ancient the technology appears by comparison to movies today. Even Return of the Jedi, which is the last of the three originals, the scenes where they're on these little scooters going through the forest where the Ewoks live, you just go, oh my God, it's terrible.
You know, Vin, there's the documentary, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago. It's on Disney Plus.
Light and Magic, right?
Yeah, Light and Magic. And I've watched a little bit of that, and it is fascinating because they had to create all this stuff. They had to figure out how to do it. And while it pales in comparison with the leaps and bounds we've made forward today, some of the stuff they did was just ingenious. And it's a super fun. I think it's maybe like a 4-part docuseries.
I'll end up watching that because I'm interested.
You'll like
in it.
You will.
And my brother's in the business, and
I'm sure
here,
he loves it.
You know, I mean, I actually, they're down the street.
Yeah,
they're on the Presidio.
I'll bet when you open the app and there you are in Disney Plus. I'll bet it's right there at the top because I wound up clicking on it.
Scrolling, it's a 6-part episode.
Yeah, I'm not slamming those movies. I'm just saying when you rewatch old stuff, it really does shock you how far they've come with computers because you go, oh, that doesn't look real at all.
We've come a long way, baby.
Okay.
Don't forget, Sunday night, 9 o'clock, HBO. Although, hopefully, 6 o'clock our time because I am not staying up to 9 o'clock even to watch this. The series... Oh, my God. That's... Oh, jeez. The series premiere... of the Game of Thrones prequel, The House of the Dragon. Oh, yes, my friends. I cannot wait. Ah. Is this the music for it? I wonder if it'll have a good... I used to always watch the intro on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, no, this is one of the themes.
One of the theme songs, all right. Oh my God, I literally can't wait for this. It'll be so good. So, there are going to be some mild spoilers in this, although I don't know how you can be alive right now and not know that Kate Bush is a big factor in Stranger Things Volume 4, which is the current season that's out. So that song is able to help someone separate themselves from the situation that they're in and save themselves. And I'm already giving away some stuff, but that's, you know, it's why everyone's playing Kate Bush these days, and Metallica too. But what is the song that would save you from Vecna? What's the song if you were in a fugue state under his spell? And he was about to break every bone in your body. What could we put on in your headphones to save you?
The first song that came to mind was Last Caress, which is just so obnoxious that you can't play it.
You'd
so
notice it, right?
Well, yeah, but it's not. You can't even. I don't know. Caribbean Queen.
Well, that was unexpected.
I don't know.
Caribbean Queen, we can play, though.
I know. That's why Queen. I said it. I'm trying to think of something that
you guys so
can
funny.
Play that I would be like, all right, well, no one's going to be offended by this.
And you love... Oh, I know what it would be. It would be that Sade song.
Sure, I love
Smooth
her.
Operator.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe that'll bring you back.
All right.
I just feel like those songs are so gentle. Even Kate Bush, you know, like Last Caress might actually be the one because it would knock you out of what you were experiencing. Like, oh, you can't help but notice it. You know what I mean?
I could take Master of Puppets straight out of the series.
Right,
and
right
that
from
would
it.
Work fine too. We'll go with that.
Screw you, Vecna. I'm out of here, man. You're not gouging my eyes out and breaking every bone in my body.
Is that me?
Yeah, that's you yelling at me like you're out of it now.
Oh,
now you
right.
can. No, I'm fighting back. I'm going to punch your lights out, mister.
All right. So...
Mr. Vecna. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Brandy. Okay, this song. Sure.
Oh, that'd be good. Such a fan.
Here we go.
Brandy. So, yeah, you guys can play that. That's fine. Any old number will work. But I know we're going somewhere. So what is your song? Is it Rock Lobster?
Oh, no. That's actually pretty funny. No, what I have here is the song that would save David Harbour. Because, of course, look, people are just trying to ask every creative question they can as they interview these guys. David Harbour plays Hopper, who has been, I don't want to say too much. He's a main part of the show, and he's gone through a lot. Let's put it that way. I just giggled a little bit when he revealed that the song that would save him from Vecna on Stranger Things is Mr. Jones by the Counting Crows.
Oh.
Yeah. And he actually feels embarrassed. I say, don't be embarrassed by the thing you love. Don't do it.
Crank this up.
Tell me everything.
Say what
about
you want
song.
About it, whatever. Every time it freaking comes on, I need to stop what I'm doing and crank it. I like it.
I like it too.
And I'm not ashamed. I think they're great. I told you this. I was listening to an alternative station, you know, the Two Cool Kids, and the lady goes, "Hey, coming up, I've got Counting Crows," and I'm like, "Oh, good." And she goes, "Just kidding. I would never do that to you." And I'm like, "What the hell is that?"
That's exactly why I did this story, because I just thought that was so... It's mean. Don't do that to people. You're shaming them, and you're pooping on a group.
Right.
Like, they got hits. These guys are legitimate hit makers. Omaha. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, Omaha. Somewhere in middle America. So, David Harbour is doing an interview on E! News, and he says, it's just so embarrassing, my taste in music. I rarely reveal it. He's saying he went to college in the early 90s. He says, so that's where music really became very important. Like, I was sitting around in the dorm room, jamming out to the Counting Crows and Stone Temple. Nothing wrong with Stone Temple Pilots. Nothing wrong with Counting Crows. He graduated from Dartmouth College in 1997 as a drama and Italian major. I guess he speaks Italian. He was also a member of the Sigma Phi Epsilon fraternity. So I really don't. It's funny because people are embarrassed by what they, you know, that's why they call it a guilty pleasure. Like, oh, there's this one song. I really feel like if we just all owned it and cared a little less, I guess maybe sometimes when you're when you're a kid, you shame someone for not liking or for liking something.
Now, when you're just, I mean, it happens now. Yeah, shame me all the time for liking.
Oh,
Drake,
you like terrible music, yeah.
Jack Harlow and all.
Well, yeah.
Those are my jams. Don't
I already
don't
told you what
me.
I think. You're going around playing, like, you know, really soft music, looking for someone to lip off to you so you can kick them in the face.
Yeah.
He's just looking for a fight, so he plays Boys to Men.
Yeah.
You know, oh, really? You got something to say about that?
I'm way too old. I'm spraining my ankle when I get out of bed. I'm like, oh, my leg.
Well, you now you have your boot camp that you're doing.
Oh yeah. I'm getting strong.
Yeah, are you sore today?
I'm very sore. Yeah,
and I think the second day is the worst.
I think I ran like 8 miles in that session between. There's a treadmill going back and forth, to the bench and the treadmill.
Oh,
and she's like, crank it up another, half a point, which is like 9.5 at least. And I'm like, oh god, okay, incline. The whole thing is just like, why am I doing this to myself? But afterwards,
boot camps are rad though, because they keep you moving so fast that you don't know how destroyed you are until it's over.
Right.
And then you leave and just go, oh, I'm ruined.
You're like getting in a washing machine and just trying to live through it.
You know what I didn't know was how loud the music is. Oh. So when they're like, okay, max out, go, 15 on the treadmill or whatever, they blast the music to the point where I'm like, oh no. You know, I'm an audio guy. I love my ears. I don't ever blast music that loud. When I go to concerts, I have earplugs. So this was like pounding. But then luckily, I'm all dizzy from running. So I'm like in a trance. Like, oh, that was great.
You got to be careful with that stuff.
So
was
loud.
This in the city?
Burlingame.
Oh, in Burlingame. So I was right going to say, I did a boot camp in the city, and they would run us outside up the hills. There they are the whole time. Hills right there.
So you were just in a room, everybody on treadmills, and
It's like lit with red lights, and it's a room with like 20 treadmills and 20 bench.
It sounds like with the pounding music and all the crazies, it sounds like you're like walking into a video game. And you're
it feels that way, yeah. And I didn't know that they had earplugs on the counter. And then when I left, I'm like, oh, that's what that's for. They have earplugs ready for people that need them.
That don't want
like myself
get their ears blasted out.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lady. This is a weird story to tell. So, you know the tucking scene in The Silence of the Lambs where he's in front of a mirror and he's
yes.
sort of dancing weirdly and he's dancing.
Every
to
guy has done that at some point just to see. It's a ridiculous because you've got everything poking out the back when you do.
You've got a little bouquet out the back.
But sure, you can make a woman area, if you will.
Tuck it in there.
Right.
So he's basically, seducing himself in a mirror, and he's doing this weird body movements. But there's a song playing in the background.
Yeah.
Do you know the song?
I can't name it, but if you play it and it's wrong, I could tell you that. Or if you play it and it's right, I could tell you that.
I would have never noticed that there was even a song going during this scene, but it's a song called Goodbye Horses. And the woman who sang it, she went by Q Lazarus, but her name is actually Diane Lucky, and she just died at age 59. So this is the song in question. You got it?
Yeah, this is Goodbye Horses.
Yes, Goodbye Horses.
Hold on one second.
Sorry. Is that, that's not it?
No, that's
I don't
not
recognize it.
I don't think we've heard it yet.
Give me a second.
All right, I'll give you all the seconds you need.
Here you go. It's what's her name?
Her name is Q Lazarus.
Okay, yeah, that was right. Let's jump ahead.
He told me I seen it right.
Yeah, weird, huh?
Yeah, really weird.
Like you
song.
Can just see him being weird in front of the mirror to this.
Yeah. So she was only 59. They're not even really saying how she died. You know, hopefully not like, I don't want to hope anything. It's terrible that she died at 59, no matter what she died of. So the guy who directed Silence of the Lambs, Jonathan Demme, she was a taxi driver. And she got to talking to him and played him a demo. And he was like, I love that. And he used that movie, that song in a movie called Married with the Mob, that same song. And he used that, obviously, in the tucking scene. And then he used some other song of hers in his 1986 film, Something Wild. So, Rick, you know how you ever always hear that? Like people driving in Hollywood or they're waiting tables and they were hoping for their big break. And, you know, you're sitting in a taxi with a big director and he's like, yeah, all right, I'll listen. And he heard something in it, and he put it in the scene, and you remember it like that's so crazy.
Well, that's kind of on the list of creepiest scenes of all time, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's a right, but I don't remember the music at all. I would have said, nah, he was just looking at himself in the mirror.
You know
no
why?
Music.
Like, listen to it again. To me, that sounds kind of homemade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, like it that even contributes to its like it's not on its on the surface. It's not creepy, but you add to it that this guy's doing that thing to it. And then you listen to it and it seems, I don't know, it's very 80s, isn't it?
It is. It has a big 80s. I like that. Doing, 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 doing.
I did That's this on cool. my Casio. Want to hear it?
Yeah.
It's
You're
you know
love
it's
it.
Like it's like what's that guy from Friends? Ross.
Oh, my God, hilarious.
His bad keyboard music, you know?
Anyway, rest in peace, singer of the song in the tucking scene, whose name is, her real name is Diane Lucky. She went as Q Lazarus.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. That's the chain smokers. Drew Taggart from that band got punched in the face by T.I. for kissing T.I. on the cheek the other night in a club. It was kind of a crazy, like, I guess he was like, don't kiss me, man.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's so crazy. And T.I., aren't T.I. and Tiny the one, his wife Tiny, they were like holding women against their will and doing all kinds of crazy stuff to them. And
yep.
But you don't kiss that guy on the face. I guess Drew from the Chainsmokers did a whole TikTok on Tuesday telling the story of what happened in this whole thing. He said that he feels like he deserved it. He said it was my fault. I felt like there was a vibe. I gave him a kiss on the cheek, and he was like, don't do that.
Uh-huh. He's straight, by the way.
Drew, I guess.
Drew is. But I think he was just feeling T.I. Having a good vibe.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
All right, Lisa, that's, you know, I just was reminded of that because the Chainsmokers story.
He was just trying to be nice. He got punched in the face.
Punched, yeah.
The guy?
Yeah, I know.
T.I. is a cancer, right. I guess.
Yeah, don't kiss me, fool.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a piece of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. If you're looking at doing a remodel,
and I always am,
All Natural Stone store and give them a look because they've got all the stuff you need, including people who can help you. So if you're not an expert, if you're not, you know, JoJo in the making,
right?
They can help
Chip
you.
And JoJo,
yeah. Right? That's the people, the home. Workers, they know.
Joking. Well, you're in the middle of a project, and I'm picking tile for a bathroom redo, and it's they're great there. Great.
Visit allnaturalstone.com. All right, weather more of the same, everyone. So there's that.
Okay.
The Deshaun Watson story is where I'll begin. So this guy made the news because he's someone
loves
that
massages.
We don't know exactly what happened there. I really don't. I haven't read. I did hear that he was showing up in these places with, you know, a washcloth, basically. I got my own towel.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. And then he puts a washcloth over. I don't know. I mean, there's got to be way more to it than that for it to have come to this. But
these women to, hey, oops, my towel slipped off. Maybe massage that, too.
Right. So anyway, it comes down to they had someone review this guy's case because no charges were brought against him. And they still did decide that he needs to be banned. The judge was a woman in this case, and she said he should have a 6-game suspension. And even the NFL went, no, 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 there needs to be more than that. Oh, so they've obviously got the full details of what he's done to these women. The NFL and the NFL Players Association, it looks like yesterday, reached a settlement because the union that the NFL players were like, we are not going to let you double do him. So they had to come negotiate and decide he gets now an 11-game suspension without pay. There was also a fine of $5 million, and he has to go to mandatory evaluation by a behavioral expert to decide what kind of treatment he needs, if any. So,
of those 11 games going to be from last year? Like, I know he missed some games last year, didn't he?
I don't think so. I think that's this season.
So this is in addition to whatever he missed last year. He'll
as I'm reading it, that's the suspension takes effect August 30th, so this means that he'll miss those games, and I don't think he can practice with the team.
Oh.
So it's going forward that this suspension happens, and the money gets paid, and he has to be evaluated. And so I don't know. I don't know if that's enough. I know the NFL has female fans, and I'm sure they have to be upset that this guy got off easy.
I like that there's a psych eval thing involved in that. And, you know, this is a guy who either didn't know he was doing anything wrong or blatantly didn't care. And both are terrible.
Yeah,
so
you
let's
know,
find out what's going on with this guy.
For athletes, it's similar to celebrities. I don't want to compare him to anyone specific, but I do think that athletes grow up spoiled rotten if they're good.
Mm-hmm.
And
they get everything they want.
Right. They already have people throwing themselves at them, people loving them, giving them free stuff from a young age. So it's very possible he's walking around in a world where he thinks this is okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something for sure that needs to be dealt with more seriously right. than cut a check, because cutting a check for someone who's filthy rich isn't really a problem.
It's meaningless, right?
So there's that. 11 games, Deshaun Watson, quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, out for most of the season. So maybe that's good enough. I don't know. You tell me.
I don't really know. I don't know what's enough anymore. And it's weird because some things I'm like, drop that guy in a volcano. And other things I'm like, I don't know. That sounds better than the 6 games, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. Let's see. This thread that people are sharing is, what are things you silently judge others about? And so here are some of the things that people shared. Littering is on the list, or putting their dog's waste, or not putting their dog's waste in a bag, or worse, bagging it and then dropping it.
Yeah, I always wonder about that. What's the point, friend? You know, you're halfway
and
there.
And then you said, but I'm not walking around with my dog's crap. Forget it.
Yeah.
What?
Let someone else pick it up. That, now you've littered and not picked up your dog's poop. I never really understand that. I hike sometimes and I'll see like that, the little blue bag on the side of it. And I just think, you suck.
Yeah.
You know, be a good dog owner. Honestly, teach your dog not to jump on people. Keep your freaking dog on a leash and pick up your dog's stinky poo-poo.
This is one I absolutely have noticed many times. So I would say, yeah, I silently judge someone about this. And at times I've even outed them for it.
All right. That
person who goes to the bathroom and doesn't wash their hands.
Oh, yeah.
Goes to the bathroom.
I would totally judge someone for not washing their
hair
hands in public. Yeah.
And then walks right out of the room and into the daily place where you spend time with them. And you just go,
what? I barely touched it.
Come on,
Let's
man.
Wash that hand. Yeah. Yep.
Come on.
Yeah.
These are things we silently judge people for. Parents who swear at their kids in public. You know, that's new stuff. Back in the 70s, parents did even way worse in public. And everyone went, doo-doo-doo. I'm not looking at that.
Nope.
Now people would call Child Protective Services.
Right. I wouldn't even silently judge them. I'd just be like, oh my God, you're a terrible parent.
Yeah.
I guess I would silently judge them, because honestly, if they're willing to swear at their kid in public, what are they willing to do to a stranger who calls them on it? I told you, I saw a kid take a fist to the face in a booth at Chuck E. Cheese, and I just did not know what to do. I mean, we got the hell out of there. I just thought, like, what am I going to do? Get in a fight with these people? Like, they punched their kid.
Uh-huh. It's awful. And their
right.
response is, that's my kid. Butt out.
Yeah. Butt out,
Oh, okay.
Bitch.
Great.
Oh, you want some too? Huh?
Uh-huh.
How about I catch you outside? How about that?
Being nasty to service workers.
Yes.
Let's see here.
That's awful.
Another said, people who are super judgy. So they silently judge people who are super judgy. They always have something negative to say about someone, so there's that one.
Well, that's interesting, because we're all judgy. It's just that some of us say the stuff out loud and some of us don't. And there's a mix. So yeah, if someone is constantly picking everybody else apart, I would think in my head, well, like, what do you think of me? Jeez.
I've definitely had, because of our job, and we've had, you know, there's a lot of, our job's weird.
Yeah.
There's great perks, or they used to be a lot greater, but there's perks, and there's, you know, negative, the ice is thin under your feet the whole time. So, and that's a reality.
I'm just grateful to have a gig.
But one of the things that I've definitely judged people over is, because we have access to some things, you know, whether they're promotional items or whatever, it's that person who takes everything. The person who takes with three fists and is like, I'm taking everything. And you go, like, I used to say this to Icky all the time. Can you just not take every single thing you see?
What are you even doing with all this stuff? I mean, are we eBaying this? Or
can
you,
we
do
just
you have a,
like take
are you
one?
A hoarder?
Yeah, I get it. But all of it, like, anyway, I just think that's one of those, like, man, just because it's free doesn't mean you need to take everything.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? Free is very tempting. You know what you should take? The Odyssey app. That's free, guys. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
There you go.
Go get the Odyssey app. Try that out. A lot of people listening to us on the Odyssey app now.
If you have this story, because it ended up in my pile, if you have this, stop me and I'll just
you know
move
what?
To the next thing.
All I have left is the new music, so you just go for it.
There's a new reality show called Good Sex. Uh-oh. Heard of it?
I feel like we did talk about this. Go
oh,
on.
We did?
I think so.
I'm not sure. Let's see.
Let's find out.
This show is going to premiere today, it looks like, on Discovery Plus. You are, if you're on the show,
yeah,
you and your partner are directed by the sex therapist to record yourselves having sex.
Oh, no, I don't know about this one. Wow. That's not
that. Oh, okay, good.
Some people are into that, though, you know?
The
so
audience
she's
of
fix
the
you?
Show will actually get to see snippets of the footage.
Oh, my.
Your parts will be blurred out, but you will be subject to showing. They're going to show you in bed with your
I'm
partner.
I'm looking at some stills. The lady, the sex therapist, who's very hot, by the way. Has she? It looks like one of those football fields. The X to here, the O's to there. The yeah. You know, it's just two people doing it.
Caitlin is a sex coach in her 30s. She's the host of the show, and she says that this is one of the ways that she helps people in their relationships. They do talk about their sex lives and stuff too, but the video is at the heart of how she's able to say. You can't be breathing that hard and heavy that fast. You're faking it, and I don't know why you're doing that. You're not helping yourself. You know what I mean? Like, there's very specific things she does that help coach people up, and it's interesting.
There's people undressing right in front of her in the office.
This is one of the things. There's no shortage of clients for this lady. There are plenty of people who are like, video us doing it? Yeah. Okay.
Listen, I've already got some. Why don't I just share the stuff I've already got?
So that's one of the ways that she helps people do a better job with each other. And I think that's great.
I don't think there's anything wrong with us talking about sex and taking a look at what there are people who maybe they were virgins when they married and they just don't know. And I think it's a very helpful thing to talk openly and graphically about the things that bring us pleasure and what works and what doesn't. I love this. I think it's
great. Agreed. So one of the stories is interesting because it's along the lines you said, which is this couple that's together now in their 40s, both married young, both ended up divorced and are now together. And the guy says about his marriage, we didn't really have sex. So I didn't know I had ED until I got out of my marriage and into a new relationship. And then it turns out this thing doesn't work. Oh. And I was like thinking to myself, how do you not know? But I guess if you're conditioned to never do it and you're not with yourself.
Oh,
very often or regularly, maybe you just assume it works until you get into a situation and find out, oh my God.
Oh, man.
I'm letting
these
myself down
hot.
Severely here. Anyway, so this
that,
is on.
I'm watching one scene where the guy's got Wolverine claws. And
yeah,
that's I don't know about that. That
yeah,
looks
like
a little bit.
It's a new docuseries on Discovery Plus. It's a reality show called Good Sex, and maybe you want to see this, maybe you don't. I don't know.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, I bag and leave dog poop on the path on a hike and pick it up on my way back to the car, unless it's a loop. Then I hook it to my dog's harness.
Okay.
All right. What, if you always remember to get it, then you're not the person we're talking about.
Yep.
But I see that a lot.
Yeah. And it doesn't look like someone just dropped it. It looks
right.
It looks a little
dusty.
Weathered.
Yeah. They're dusty.
Yeah.
Judgy about women not breastfeeding. Try not to be, says 408. Yeah, it's a weird thing.
It's a whole thing, yeah.
You don't know that until you have a kid, though, and then you realize, oh, breastfeeding's a business, huh?
Yeah. Well, if it doesn't work for you and you go to formula, you shouldn't be shamed for that. It can be impossible for some women. They just don't produce enough, or they can't get the kid to latch on, or whatever it is. Who gives a rat's ass about it? Just let the lady feed the formula.
Yeah, I don't. That definitely is. When you get there, you'll go, oh my God, there's coaches and classes. Oh, and
it's a whole thing. There's a lactation consultant who will come to your house the day or two after. Just make sure that kid's getting enough food.
Right. No, we went through that big time.
I was going to ask if it went easier with the second kid than it did with the
much
first
easier.
Kid.
Much easier. Absolutely. Oh, good. Much easier. In fact, to the point where the freezer was too filled with stuff we never even got back
to.
You
didn't even need any more.
Right.
It's great.
Someone says, or 650 says, no embarrassment here. Counting Crows is my favorite band. You can even say my name, Pam.
Hey, Pam. Pammy.
You know what I just saw is a post on Instagram of the guitar player from Maroon 5.
Yeah.
And it's him in his house, and he's doing a little ad for some guitar strings or whatever. But behind him is he's in his house. So behind him is this shelf unit. And on his shelf unit are a couple real Grammys and about four other gold awards that I just thought, oh, that's what it looks like to be a rock star, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
You have a shelf full of Grammys and other awards.
You know, I wonder if... I'm sure some people do build the trophy case for themselves. They need to display their trophies. But I always think it's some proud family member. Like, it's not something that your mom, dad, your wife, your husband, you know what? You should display these things. I mean, why shouldn't you be reminded of the things that you've done well in your life and your successes?
Oh, I think you'd be crazy not to put them up. Right. I think that a Grammy is an accomplishment that very few will ever attain.
Yep.
Of course you put it up.
Right. And it should be featured beautifully, lit well on a beautiful shelf.
Yeah. No, it looked neat.
That's cool.
Anyway.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.